USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort is sentenced to 3.5 additional years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. This all stems from the Russia investigation, and that brings Manafort's entire prison sentence up to 7.5 years. Canada became the latest country to ground all Boeing 737 MAX airplanes. Canada's transport minister says the aircraft is banned from flying over Canadian airspace in addition to taking off or landing in the country. As far as the ban on the planes here in the United States, Republican Senator Sam Graves believes we should let the investigation take place first.
The fact of the matter is the FAA and the NTSB, they are the world leaders when it comes to aviation safety. And so, you know, let's get all the data. We're going to have more data in 24 hours and most of the data in 48 hours. Let's get all the data before we make any irrational decisions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on Thursday on the resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News he believes Democrats and Republicans can work together on legislation.
I like to think the president would join with us and try to improve it. And that may be a way to get more Republicans on board. I'm not predicting it'll happen, but I'm more optimistic today than I was yesterday.
Snow is continuing to fly in parts of the United States, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A big heads up if you live in the central U.S. as an intense winter storm that meteorologists refer to as a bomb cyclone is threatening that part of the country today. It's rapidly intensifying, expected to bring blizzard conditions as well as flood threats and hurricane force wind gusts from the Rockies to the upper Midwest.
Drive safely if you're traveling in that part of the country, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Capitalism these days seems to be getting a bad rap from some folks, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a New York Democratic congresswoman who's openly pushing for socialism. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Nathan Latka. He's principal of Latka Capital and also author of a new book titled How to Be a Capitalist Without Any Capital. And he believes all these people wanting socialism, they have it all wrong.
It is very scary, people my age, that think that they know how to create jobs because they were a bartender at a bar. What's way more powerful is to put all your money you've earned your whole life on the line to launch the bar in the first place to create the job for this person. Now, obviously, I'm talking about Mrs. AOC herself. It's, you know, I'd love if she's created any kind of job in her life. It'd make her point of views way more interesting instead of just attacking business owners. I mean, you could look at a guy like Jeff Bezos. We should be kissing Jeff Bezos' feet, because imagine if the U.S. was not a capitalistic society. He may have said, you know what, I want to go build this business in a country that rewards my hard work and success. And the problem with a lot of people that you might find at a Bernie rally that I've spoken with is, you know, they go home, they work their 9-to-5, they go home, and they watch Netflix for 3 hours, right? It's like they just, you know, they should change that for a little bit of hustle and ambition. I mean, what we should be giving out instead of free tuition is ambition. And if we did more of that, you'd see more people working hard, hustling, and building financially independent lives for themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.